Oh, hello. I'm so happy you chose me to join you in bed tonight. I'm truly honored to share this sexual journey with you and your man. And if you let me, I'll guide you through everything. You can just shut off your conscious mind. You can allow me to do the thinking for the group. If you do this, this allows you to succumb to the waves of pleasure created. The waves of pleasure created by the free exchange of sexual energy. The energy between you and your partner. Your desires to push each other higher and higher. Higher and higher on planes of ecstasy. It would bring me so much joy to share in the erotic aura that the two of you will be creating in this bed tonight. So will you? Will you allow me to do this for you? That makes me so happy. All right. Before we get started, let's go over a few things to make sure we're all ready and this encounter can go smoothly for everyone involved. First, is everyone clean? From head to toe, every inch of your bodies having been scrubbed thoroughly so to be ready to receive the sensations of pleasure that this night will bring. Yes? Good. Next, let's make sure a few things are within reach, should they be called for at any point. A couple of dry towels could be useful. Maybe a small and a large one. Sometimes a warm, wet washcloth as well. Any toys or lube that you might want or need, I won't mention them further, but if at any time these would elevate the levels of your pleasure, please, please reach for them, no judgment, and incorporate them into your lovemaking. You know yourself better than I do. Lastly, a large cold glass of water. In the throes of passion, never underestimate how much pleasure can be gained from quenching your literal thirst. Or perhaps a palate cleanser, you never know. Water is magical, is all I'm saying. Never take for granted the simple pleasures. All right, if everything and everyone is ready, then let's get started. Lie down together, facing one another. Take just a moment to enjoy the view. Tell him how handsome he is. All those little things that you notice and enjoy, tell him. Articulate it. Tell him how much you enjoy his gaze upon you. It feels so good, doesn't it? Good girl. Let my suggestions be your words and actions. Just obey. A pleasant smile washes over your face. Breathe him in. So fresh. So clean, so ready to get dirty. Gently, with only the fingertips of one hand, begin slowly tracing his skin. Do not be restrained in where your hands wander. They have a mind of their own. Let them do as they please. But willingly choose to follow wherever they might lead. Good girl. With your other hand, touch his face. Gently cup his cheek as you say, "You make me so happy." Good girl. Move your hand upwards through his hair, slowly but firmly, until your hand is over his head and you are simply playing with his hair, telling him how much you want to please him. You want to hear him moan. As a matter of fact, say, "For the rest of the night, you are to respond with only your moans or the words, 'Yes, mistress.' Understand?" Pull his hair firmly to make sure he understands. Good girl. You're in control now. Let's see what sounds we can coax out of this boy. He has no idea how much you are about to rock his world. Take a moment. Appreciate the beauty of your own body. Ask him, "Do you like my body? Does it fill you with desire?" Did he answer, "Yes, mistress"? If he did, say, "Good boy." If not, make sure he does. Ask him, "Aren't my breasts beautiful? Don't you want to kiss them?" Good boy. Now, begin kissing his chest, pushing him back, flat on his back, you over the top of him. Keep kissing his chest while running your hands up and down his body. Kiss the nipple, nibble it a bit. Hold it in your teeth and tug gently at first, a little harder. Release. Good girl. Now continue with your mouth on his torso and your hands exploring wherever they might please, until you begin to feel him hardening against you. When that begins to happen, slowly start kissing your way down. Give his belly button a good lick on your way past. As you approach his hardening cock, graze it lightly as you pass it by. That's right, pass it by. And start kissing his thighs. A little nibble would be good here too. Do that. Firm, but not too hard. Good girl. You're really a natural at this. Now, I want you to open your mouth wide. Tongue out. Lick him from crack to balls. Slowly, wetly. Don't be afraid to drool or slobber. It matters not, and only adds to the pleasure building, the exchange happening between you. Can you feel that energy? As you reach his balls, I want you to slowly try to suck them both into your mouth. It's fine if you can't. It's the effort that brings the pleasure. Yes, just like that. Good girl. While your mouth is full, I want you to take one hand and begin stroking his hard cock slowly. Place the other in the small of his back and push him into your mouth. Listen to the moans. You're doing that to him. You're doing so well. Can you tell that he's loving it? Good girl. Now, done with the balls, let's give that great cock some love, shall we? Start by holding it so you may kiss up the shaft with lots of tongue from the base all the way to the tip. Begin kissing the tip passionately. He's moaning. He's moaning for you, good girl. While slobbering all over the head of his hard cock with your lips and tongue, relish his moans. Search with your hands for his. Take them and guide them toward the back of your head. Look up into his face, into his eyes. Give him permission with your gaze. Keep eye contact as he begins to thrust into your wet mouth. Yes, just like that. Good girl. Let him fuck your face. Moan a bit to let him know you're enjoying it too. If you have to cough or gag, do it. It's hot, I promise. Tell him how delicious he tastes. Good girl. Place both hands on his hips and help guide his thrusts to whatever depth you're comfortable with. He's fucking you, but you are controlling him. Do you understand? Good girl. Just like that. Now, whenever you're ready, stop his thrusts, pushing his hips firmly away as you say, I want to taste all of you. Flip him over. If he resists, use force. Remind him who's in charge tonight. Good girl. Nice firm hand. I like it. Take a second. Really enjoy the view. Your man submitting to you, all clean and panting, face down, ass up, vulnerable. That's the way you like it, isn't it? That's the way you like to fuck. Yes, I know. Grab each cheek firmly with your hands. Spread, rub, massage. Knead them with your small hands. When you're ready, bring your face closer to his exposed asshole. It's clean, just like he said it was. Now begin blowing gently across that sensitive area. Alternate cold and hot breaths. Ask if he's ready, but dive in before he answers. You are ready. so he better be. With a broad, flat tongue, thoroughly bathe the entire area before you begin with a firm, pointed tongue to firmly trace circles around his ring. Now run one hand up his inner thigh toward his rock-hard cock. Grab it. Stroke it. Good girl. Now using his ass to support you so that your face is deeply buried between his cheeks and your tongue prodding his insides, take your other hand and let it find its way to your wet cunt. Feels good, doesn't it? Gently begin toying with your clit, your lips, whatever will get you ready to satisfy that rock hard cock you've got firmly in your hand. Good girl, moan into his ass. So hot. Oh God, you're so wet. He's so hard. I think it's getting close to time. Ask him if he's ready for you to put your hot, wet pussy on his rock-hard cock. Good girl. Flip him over. Straddle him. Take a moment to tower over him. Allow him to visually take in all of your sweat-glistened, beautiful body. I want you to engulf his lust with your throbbing pussy lips. Don't put him inside yet. Just grind into his love, letting it separate your lips and tickle your clit. Just rub your wet slit all over his cock, teasing him and yourself simultaneously. Does your pussy ache to be filled? Tell him how much you want him inside you. Good girl. Well, you're ready. Go ahead. Take that cock and guide it into you. Slowly. Yes. Enjoy the sensations. Your lips slowly being parted as the head of his hard cock begins to enter your eager, wet cunt. Let your entire body slide down, taking all of him. Now that you have all of him, grab that dick with all the energy you can muster. Clench the walls of your vagina hard. Harder. Hug that dick. Welcome it home. This is where it belongs, right? Yes. Good girl. Now begin slowly riding, relishing every inch of his manhood as it fills you, then leaves you, only to return deep inside of you again. With each thrust, you swear he's getting bigger. Going deeper. Tell him how good his hard cock feels inside your tight pussy. Tell him how much he's filling you up. Good girl. Now moan for me. So sexy, I can almost taste it myself. I hope you don't mind if I just pleasure myself while you are pleasuring each other. The view is fantastic. I can feel the waves emanating from the union of your love, and I just am unable to restrain myself. Let me come in your ears while he's coming in your pussy. Thank you. Keep riding him. You're doing so good. Just look at his face. Kiss him. Oh, God. Yes. Deeply kiss him. Watching you is so beautiful. Grab his hair in your fists. Bite his tongue. Good girl. Ask if he's enjoying. Ask him if he's enjoying you fucking him. Pull his hair and ask him if he wants to shoot his hot, gooey load deep inside your moist fuckhole. Say it. Good girl. Let your hands, let them go where they please. Let it be your clit, his mouth, or pinching a nipple. It doesn't matter. Oh, I can hear how intense this is getting over you too. Let's all come together, shall we? Countdown from 17 for me. It's a good enough number. Do it like a good girl. The good girl that you are. Yes, count. 16. Ride him. Fuck him. Yes, 14. Don't stop. Moan for him. Match him. 11. Oh. I knew this would be amazing. Yes. Oh, 8. Oh, we're so close. Oh, don't stop. Keep counting. You forgot to count. 7. I know, sweetheart. It feels good. 6. I'll help you. Count with me. 5. So close. 4. 3. You're close. Almost there. Come with me. 2. 1. Come. Boom goes the dynamite. I feel like a puppet whose strings have been cut. That was quite nice. Thank you for sharing yourselves with me. I eagerly anticipate our next encounter.